Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. What is faith? It's hard to define, isn't it? Okay, what is belief? Belief is when you hold something to be true based on what someone else tells you. Belief happens when someone tells you something you couldn't know on your own, and you choose to believe them, to accept it as true. In fact, we are designed so that we can't survive without believing other people. The truth we know firsthand, or by our own reasoning, it just doesn't go that far. It's not enough for us. In fact, all human history, for instance, consists in events we weren't at, and we can't mathematically prove. Or think of geography. How many places do you know exist versus how many places you've personally been to? Even scientists must rely on the testimony of other scientists, since no one can do all the experiments themselves. We all share knowledge with others, and we depend on them to share knowledge with us. But for this to happen, the listener must make a choice to place their trust in the speaker's truthfulness. But if we believe that what other people say is true, then we should definitely believe that what God says is true. And that's what we mean by the virtue of faith. Faith is when you hold something to be true based on what God has said. With the theological virtue of faith, God tells us something we couldn't know on our own, and we make the decision to accept what God says is true. Faith is therefore the virtue that enables us to add God's information, God's knowledge, to ours. We can know what God knows, and this information should radically change our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now the amazing message of the gospel is that God has spoken to us. The philosophers have tried to guess and demonstrate that there must be a God and what he must be like, but God hasn't left us to our guesses or our arguments. God has spoken. He has given us a revelation, information we couldn't know on our own. This revelation came first through the prophets, and then it came in its perfect and definitive form in Jesus. Now, that message, that revelation of Jesus Christ, is proclaimed, handed down, and preserved in its fullness in the Catholic Church. People tell us things all the time, teachers, friends, family, strangers, and we have the choice whether to believe them or not. Now, God is trying to tell us something, and we have the same choice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now down at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Faith, hope, and love are gifts God grants us when he adopts us through baptism. And in this case, with faith, God is giving us his supernatural revelation about who he is and what he's done and his plans for our happiness. He's also giving us the ability to accept his information, his revelation, and to have faith in his message. But it's still our choice. Belief in someone else is always a choice, because belief means to accept something you can't know by yourself. If somebody tells you 2 + 2 = 4, or what you had for breakfast this morning, you don't need to make a decision to believe them. You don't have to rely on their knowledge for something you already know on your own. But to rely on someone else, to be dependent on someone else, that always requires a choice. A choice that also involves some humility, because it means we don't see ourselves as the ultimate standard or source of truth. So when God offers us his truth, the truth, and it's truth we couldn't know on our own, it's up to us whether we'll have the humility to accept it, to believe God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Every time you believe somebody, it involves three things. You have to trust the person speaking to you, accept the truth of what they say, and act on that truth. For instance, if you're in a strange city and you ask somebody for directions, the only way you will believe that person is if you think they look reliable, if you accept that their directions are accurate, and then actually go the way they say to go. And you're going to have to do the same thing if you want to have the theological virtue of faith. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The theological virtue of faith means you have to first trust God. And that means you have to have a relationship with him, because you're not going to have a lot of trust for someone you don't know. And you'll also have to accept the truths that he has revealed. Because how can you believe God if you don't believe what he says through scripture, tradition, and the teaching of the Catholic Church? And finally, you'll have to act on that truth. Because if you're not willing to act on something, it means you didn't really believe it in the first place. This is what we mean by the gift of faith. And this is the challenge of faith. And this is what it means to be a believer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, faith is pretty straightforward, especially when you contrast it or compare it, let's say, to belief on the natural level.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, why do you think young people have such a hard time with faith?
That's a really good question. That's a fantastic question. Why do young people have such a hard time with faith? I think it's two things. A, symptomatic of the information era. We want everything to be something we can Google with assurance, you know?
Ah.
But in reality, even the things we can Google, we can't really Google with assurance, you know?
Yeah, there's no absolute proof.
Yeah, and I think that terrifies a lot of young people because we're starting to realize that. And that's a huge part of what's in the news and what's in the media right now is that things feel very thin.
Yeah.
So people are constantly joking about being in a simulation.
Yes.
And they're joking about the multiverse and essentially that none of this really matters.
Yeah.
But it's because we're all kind of pretending like faith is the only, like faith as in religion, I mean. Religion is the only thing that you can have faith in. But just the fact that you're here, it takes some faith in reality and understanding all of that. And they don't want to admit that. This is the classic, I think, therefore I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge existential problem. But beyond that, I think faith is a huge struggle because people will say, in order to comfort themselves, I believe in a higher power. But they have this avoidant nature that doesn't want to really struggle with the implications of that.
Oh, you've just hit it.
Because I know a lot of young people who are like, oh yeah, I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore, but I still believe in God. God and I are on great terms. And I'm like, do you do anything? Are you praying? Are you giving time to God? Are you really wrestling with these truths? Or trying to understand God, and that's not it for them. They want the comfort of God without the responsibilities of religion.
You've pushed through the BS, and you've come to the core of the matter.
You had a good pitch there.
Because that's exactly what it is. If we play this game where we say, well, we can't really know,
mm-hmm.
then there's nothing to hold me accountable.
Yeah.
But once we say God is real
mm-hmm.
and Jesus is God, then I need to take seriously what he says.
Yeah.
And suddenly I have to become responsible. And I think this is the issue. We don't want to be responsible for
mm-hmm.
our actions. We don't want our actions to have consequences.
I don't believe there are really that many true agnostics in the world. It's almost entirely cowardly atheists.
It's cowardly.
They're either afraid that God exists or they're afraid that he doesn't. But either way, they can't wrestle with it. And it's very important. Faith is not a soft virtue. It's a struggle, and it takes a lot of mental energy and work and being very grounded in reality, which is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
But it's so necessary because everything else flies apart without it.
So how do we help people?
Oh, that's such a good question, because I think it falls onto the line of how do we not pester people? It's difficult because I normally say it's really good to set an example, but I don't think an example cuts it here.
It's not enough.
Questions are good. Asking people what they really believe. But I'm trying to think of the situations I've been in and the people I actually know and what would actually help there.
Well, I find that life is very helpful here.
Mm-hmm.
Because almost every person will come to a point where they face something they can't fix, solve, or deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do?
Well, for one thing, people start praying real quick when things go south.
That's it. When we face something that we're just overwhelmed by,
mm-hmm.
that's when we've got to be there at that moment to invite, to say, I will pray for you, but to invite them to pray.
Yeah.
Because it's only by meeting God
mm-hmm.
in prayer that we realize He's a loving father I can rely on, and he'll take care of me. And the more I recognize that, the more I want to do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not arguing. It's not intellectual. It's not arguments. It's not finding the right formula to convince people.
Mm-hmm. I think especially with this kind of weaponized apathy where people are very... There's a phrase that's kind of coming to mind of essentially it is easier to con people than it is to convince them that they've been conned.
Yeah.
When it, like, essentially, if you're lying to yourself at some point, there's nothing you can do about it.
Because you can't tell reality from the lie anymore.
So I think you're right about the discussion about trying to argue it out with people and...
Because it's not, you already hit it. It's not an intellectual issue.
They don't want it.
They don't want it.
But show them why they should want it.
And it's not the it, it's the who.
Yeah.
I by myself, I can't handle this. But once I meet him, I know he'll take care of me. It's in meeting him. It's in meeting him in prayer. So I think the answer is we have to be people with a real relationship with God in prayer who are ready when we intersect the other people to invite them to their own encounter with prayer. Because prayer leads to faith, which leads to conversion.
Mm-hmm. And I do believe here that part of it is still that witness, but it's a different kind of witness. It's not just like, you know, I'm Catholic and that's enough. But it sort of calls to mind an interview that I saw when I was much younger between two actors. And for some reason, someone asked them in this Q&A, like, oh, do you believe in God? And one of them's like, no, I really don't. And the other one was like, kind of laughing at the other guy, like, I certainly don't believe a tornado blew through a junkyard and this is what came out of it, you know? Like, it created perfect order. Like, yeah. I don't believe in your sense of chaos that this all came from nothing. And I think just having a really solid, grounded belief, people who are always struggling with faith or even believing in reality and existentialism and all of these, the worries that come with it, will feel a draw towards people who are constantly very grounded and self-assured. Not that you have to directly argue with them, but just that you show them what it's like to have a solid faith in someone.
Yeah, but I can tell you, I have a PhD in theology. I've been doing ministry professionally for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never once shared with a person the five proofs for the existence of God.
Yeah.
What I've shared with them is that I know he's real because he's taken care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met him. I experience him in prayer and he's taken care of me.
Yeah.
And he wants to take care of you. And then they're like, well, I can't really argue with your personal experience. And I'd sure like to have that myself. It's really a lot simpler than we expect it to be. Not easy, but simpler.
Yeah.
It's the relationship with Jesus in prayer, and it's inviting others to that relationship.
Mm.
That's it. Well, I'm always astounded by how you are able to cut through everything and go right to the heart of the matter.
I was astounded there because my head was not clear, but I felt like that was a good conversation all the same.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.